sunny, sir. Have I got something to tell you? I know you thought you killed Jerry. It was just a flesh wound. While you were chatting with Rob about a podcast to replace, well, Jerry was convalescing. I know you didn't see him, but he got up and walked. Whoa, I'm so glad Jerry's alive. Hey, I'm not going to prison this time. Hey, I'm so glad Jerry's alive. Hey, I watch Law.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for December 3rd, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli, and I am back to share stupid songs from the Tony Kornheiser Show and TKJingles.com with you. And the great irony of that opening number by Jason Fuse there is that I am indeed alive, but it turns out I've had pneumonia for at least a month, and this is not a joke. I've just been coughing and having all these, you know, chest symptoms, and it turns out that that's been there. And I just have kind of been pushing through it. But now I'm on some medicine, and hopefully I'll stop having, stop losing my voice and having all these coughing fits here if this medicine actually works. And then, you know, if not, then next week's episode could be the, you know, Jerry's Dead song. All right. Before I get started, I wanted to give a big thanks to the incomparable Robert Berg and the one-time professional musician Jason Fuse for filling in last week, along with Steve, Joe, Shad, KJ, and anybody that I'm forgetting. It was a spectacular show. I listened to it on my drive to Ohio for the Thanksgiving holiday, and I was laughing the whole damn time. Just so many great tangents and inside jokes and non sequiturs and great. Oh, it was just so damn funny. I had two little quotes here I wanted to share. One from Jason after he was done with his bit with Rob. He said, "It's absolutely ridiculous and random, but it might actually work." And then Steve Lipton, when he was all done, said, "This was much more difficult than I wanted it to be. I am so glad to be done." And this podcast for me is a real labor of love. I mean, it takes way more effort than it should, because just sequencing these things, I mean, I desperately need an intern maybe next season. But, you know, it takes a lot of effort to put this together, even when it's just doing what I'm doing now, which is some minimal, you know, DJing over jingles. Still takes a while to put it all together. So I know a lot of work went into that. Everybody that was involved, it was a huge help for me, and hopefully you enjoyed that. So now let's get to the new music. So today we're going to feature seven new songs up front, a nice little featured segment of a new song that I did, and then for all those that were involved in last week's special podcast episode, we're going to play some of their classic tunes here in the final segment. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first one here, this is like such an inside song. It's called The Ballad of Charlie and Gretchen by Jason Fuse, Rob Berg, and the host from last week's episode. And this is apparently a song about an email about an email. So this will be a treat to listen to. And then it's that time of year again, Kevin's winter weather forecast. We're going to play two songs about that, one by Joe Arrow, one by John Fitzpatrick. And then Brad Weiss does a take on that Come On Man, which... It's funny, I actually, in my scratch notes for this episode, I wanted to go on a little rant about how much I can't stand that joke, especially whenever I hear Saliza do it. Just it's just the joke is well past its prime. However, having said that, I think that Brad did a great job putting it to song and found a great song choice with this Beatles tune to do that. Then we have a new one by T. Chapel Aldridge, Had a Job, a classic oldie. And a well, you know, traditional style jingle about Tony and his previous career. And then we'll end with two songs, one about Tony's Ways story by John Fitzpatrick, which is really the only song you could put this to. I think is great. And then Old at Heart with an ode to Nigel, Squirrels Caught in a Trap.
Please allow me to introduce myself, Satchmo. This is Charlie Ng. I need to give Gretchen directions to the place we'll be dining. A Latin American fusion joint, Coco Cabana is its name. The albondigas are to die for, and the papas bravas are really great. Oh yeah. And I was thinking we should make reservations at 8. Oh yeah. I'll buy you an Uber since you live across the bay. Oh yeah. Did I tell you that I saw Steph Curry at the Target over South Parkway? He spent 15 minutes reading yoga labels, ended up buying a crudity. In 2012, I worked part-time at the Gap. Jim Harbaugh came in one day, sold him a dozen pairs of pants and socks, pleated khakis, they were all the same. Oh yeah, well now I'm drifting, I need to go watch the
winter weather's often frightful, but Kevin is so insightful. So everyone wants to know, when will it snow, and will it snow, and will it snow? Kevin loves Fearcast predicting about nor'easters, cold, and icing. But what Tony really wants to know, how much snow, how much snow, how much snow? Seeing he always thinks he's right, and that Kieran doesn't know anything. But if you can't get a Kevin update, then Supalka is the next best thing. So if you gotta do some traveling in the days and months are coming, well, Kev's about to let you know when it will snow, when it will snow, when it will snow.
He prefers a snowstorm to a hurricane. You won't find him with Cantora in the driving rain. Checked his models, now GFS and the now. But will it be right? It's Kevin's forecast. It's a guess, guess, guess. He gets sponsored by Tostitos and Thrifty. Courtney's front magic fills this man with glee. An El Nino year means snow will be less. Start taking notes, Gene. It's Kevin's forecast. It's a guess, guess, guess. Let it snow!
Last year this guy was on their defense. Mic'd up, he made his famous statement.
Come on, 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 man. Oh, whoa, we doing out there, man?
Though words may fail you on occasion, these phrases suit each situation.
Come on.
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 Come on, man. Oh, what are we doing out there, man?
Had a job. Every morning about this time, I get out of my bed to cry and had a job. After breakfast every day, I throw the paper right away and never fail to say, I had a job.
Road trip. Its end is near, and my hamstrings, they both are hurting. My ride's been mostly clear. I'll be home soon, I am quite certain. I stopped with bladder full about 8 times along this highway, jammed up since Fredericksburg. I'm hating my ways. Complaints, I've had a few, and none of them too small to mention. Pinehurst and Richmond too, I breezed right through without exception. I drove along this same course just days before. I cruised the whole way. I begged, please take me home. I can't work my ways. Well, damn this app. Damn it to hell. It drained my soul, my phone battery too. And through it all, curse words I'd shout. I had a fit. Yes, I cried out. Slowed to a crawl for the long haul, and did it without ways.
Squirrel's caught in a trap, and he can't get out, because he fell into Nigel's skylight. Why couldn't he see that his plan was faulty, to start the revolution that night? Please don't go feeding Sonny those delicious treats, 'cause lawyers will build their case on delicious treats. Armoring up from head to toe isn't the way to go. Call Edcox Trapping, they'll do just fine. There he goes again, going nuts in his pen. Can't you see his rabid mouth is foaming? Please don't go open that door with sadistic thoughts, 'cause that squirrel will rip out your lungs, Jim, and you'll be blind. Oh, let the creature survive. He wasn't like that chimney guy. Let's not let that animal die. Oh, Nigel, you know he'll never try again. Squirrel's caught in a trap, and he can't get out, because he's looking for nuts, maybe. Why couldn't he see that his plan was faulty? So now he's gnawing off his own arm. Don't you know he's caught in a trap? He can't get out, 'cause he's looking for those nuts, maybe. Oh, don't you know it's winter coming up?
All right, Squirrel's Caught in a Trap by Old at Heart. And there's a quote from the post at tkjingles.com where he says, "The singing isn't great, but I had to get these lyrics out of my head so I can move on to something of value in my life." And, you know, that really resonated with me. There's an itch you get when you have an idea. You need to write it. You need to record it. You need to get it out. I actually am on a trip right now for work, and I hadn't planned on recording anything this week. But I had this idea that was just, you know, ruminating, just stuck in my head for a while that I wanted to do something with. And during my lunch break today, it just popped in like, oh, here's how it could start. And then once that happens, then you got to just kind of go and finish it. And it was sort of about ways, and but mostly about my own personal experience with that horrifying, horrifying road called I-95. And you know, it reminded me of almost exactly a year ago, sitting in a car over Black Friday weekend, writing the lyrics to the Goodbye RG3 song, where it was the exact same thing, where I had an idea, one or two jokes popped in, and then I just was compelled to sit there for an hour or whatever it took, until it was totally done and crafted. And then in my head, I was going crazy for 48 hours until I could get back to a place where I had a microphone that I could actually record it. So this is kind of one of those things, written over a lunch break, recorded after a day at work, just to put on this broadcast, just because the idea was there and I really wanted to do it. And as I was recording it, it reminded me that the vocal stylings or mannerisms I'm using is really a lift from sort of Weird Al, but more so Scary Gary Allen, one of the parody artists I really looked up to as a teenager. So I wanted to play a Scary Gary Allen song. And this is actually a song that I've parodied as well, stealing his joke, but I thought I would play his original here. I don't have the hair I used to. And then after this little bit, we will move on to some songs by the folks that helped in with the special guest edition of the TK Jingles podcast last week.
At first I was confused, I was mystified, kept asking what's with all this traffic on a Sunday morning drive, and yet I drove that road again, heading to Potomac Mills. Now after 2 hours in my car, I feel a rising urge to kill. Oh yes, I'm stuck near Quantico. Oh, where was I even headed? I don't remember anymore. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you just can't move. And the HOV's always going the other way. Oh no, I hate this road. Next time I'm walking, well, that's if I ever make it home. I think I heard somebody say, why didn't you use Waze? That's so naive. This highway's like this every day. Don't ever drive I-95. Oh, but if you do, bring some food or I doubt that you'll survive. Every driver will be caught in this three-lane parking lot. I-95, I-95. Oh, I-95.
Cause my hair is thinning, going bald. growing lotions instead of mousse. I use lemon fresh pledge. I don't have the hair I used to. They call me chrome dome and melon head. I don't have the hair that once grew. I once had hair, then it started to shed. Where lots of hair once was, can't even grow peach fuzz. No need for a hair dryer or comb. Now my hair's a goner. I look worse than Sinead O'Connor. All I need is a toothbrush to
Gary Allen, classic jingles from the 90s. So last week, Rob and Jason on their special podcast played a Mount Rushmore segment of tunes that they felt really signified some of the great jingles of all time. And so I wanted to commemorate that with some of my favorites of theirs. Of anybody that participated last week, I wanted to play a few of the songs I particularly liked that they collaborated on or worked on or did themselves. And as I was looking down this list, I came across a comment I made at tkjingles.com in December of 2013 about one of these particular songs. And it says, you know, this makes me want to start my own podcast where we can just play Shad 877 spoofs between segments. This is hilarious. So as awful and ridiculous as the 1-877 Cars for Kids spoofs are that Shad does, you could say that this whole enterprise was really, you know, a galvanizing moment in this whole thing was him putting up the one that we're going to feature today at the end of the podcast here. So now we have some songs by Rob Berg, Jason Fuse, Steve Lipton, KJ Onstad, Shad, and Joe Arrow.
Go, 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 Tony. Name the Rascals like it's 1970. You can name the Rascals. Their names never change, so you can name the Rascals. I'm not sure what it proves to us that you can name the Rascals. The fact I know you know this puts me in the club. You crush your enemies and you're getting free grub. You're at a right angle when you're laying in the tub. I'm tracking the minutiae your life comprised of. Getting ready for a flight, taking anxiolytic drugs. Listen to relaxation tracks through your earbuds. Junior's 36 pants are getting kind of snug. Wishes with lots of holes is tastier than none. I download the podcast, it's 12:15, from a digital clubhouse on 980. There's a litany of passwords and secret handshakes. It's epic and classic, a veritable earthquake. Left, left, right, 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 left. Driving on Connecticut, a tricycle up ahead. Going 15 miles an hour during a morning commute. Pull around and give him the Mr.
Tony salute. How much can he bench press? It's hard to say when he's doing bicep curls with 8 pound weight. His son Michael is a golfer, handicap is a 2, and he can tell you why your Saurian's a rational dude. He buys a shirt at Lord and Taylor, then he's taking it back. We send him cracked pepper triscuits, you can rack that snack. He goes back to Lord and Taylor and he shuffles around with a coupon in his fist, consternation on the fact that I know the this puts me in the club. You're losing red bocce balls underneath the shrubs. Your nightly nemesis is rooting for the Cubs. The purple line is bisecting your country club. You're scaring Anna Kendrick and you're feeling kind of snub. You'll be dropped a deuce and bought your shoes need scrub. Ascending Barry Manilow on stage in a hub. Burning Marisetti to the ground, a labor of love.
There, out at the parties, by MJ invited, Michael Wilbon, Michael in the place, what he must witness, I never shall see, Beyonce's hair in his face. Beyonce's hair and his face. He knows who these people are. Mine is the way of the old. Ludicrous and fabulous. Names, adjectives, I'm not sure. And if they text me on my cell, I just put them on hold. Stars want to be like you without all the overhead. I'm skipping the parties. I might hang out with Jaws or Simmons or Carville or Affleck and Damon, but I'm not dropping names. No, I'm not dropping names. Cause if they call me on my cell, I'd still put them on hold. I want to know about them, just not be around them. May sound bizarre, I'll live vicariously through Wilbon and his stories. Wilbon and the
I don't know why Tone didn't come. This one's for Gary. 1-877 sing like crap. SYNG sing like crap. 1-877 sing like crap. You gotta sing like crap today. Singing's easy if you have a voice like Jerry or Kirsten or Joe or even Josh. But what is singing anyways? It's just talking to music in tune and on the beat. Big deal. The thing that's tough about singing as bad as I do isn't the singing itself. It's listening to yourself afterwards and then pushing the old send button. They say that some folks have a face made for radio. I think I have a voice made for silent films. Just like that silent film, The Artist. That thing was the best damn silent film that year. And I'd venture to guess it's been the best damn silent film of the last 2 years.
Every little thing, why don't you grow a pair? It's just not good for your heart. So why are you so paranoid? Afraid the guys are gonna chop off your head. You better calm yourself down before you fall over dead. You'll catch Ebola or flu. Well, there's so many fears to avoid. Yeah. But you know that when the truth is told that you don't have much time left because you're already old, you just might check out before another joke about rides you. Ooh, when will you realize Rouseabout waits for you?
That about does it for another exciting edition of the TK Jingles podcast. Thank you for sticking with me this far on our magical journey of stupidity. You know, it's one thing you may have noticed is missing from this week's episode is a schwitz break. And I just think that's so perfectly appropriate because the one thing that actually would help me right now with my terribly congested lungs would be a really nice steam. I mean, maybe not the steak so much, but definitely a good steam. So of all the weeks not to have it, you know, this is the week I chose not to do it. And then I wanted to end with one last thing here. This is 2 weeks ago. Or 3 weeks ago, there was some debate on Tony's show about songs that had been forever ruined by the jingle. And there's one in my mind that always, always, always comes out when this comes up. And it wasn't even my idea. I just happened to perform it. It's just forever in my mind associated with this idea. So I wanted to end with that, a lovely tribute to Miss Jean McManus. And then we'll be back here next week. Hopefully I'll be healthier. And, you know, if not, then we'll have some more substitute hosting in here. But I really appreciate your feedback. podcast@tkjingles.com. We got a lot of feedback about Rob and Jason and how much folks enjoyed that episode. I'll hopefully be able to share some of that next week. It really was a treat to be able to be a part of that and just see how this stuff continues to evolve and still remain so much fun after all this time. So thanks for sticking in there, and I'll be back next week.
Wow, Mr. Tony's gonna name that tune. He's gonna name it after only one note. He knows every song from the 1940s, and he relishes his chance to gloat. There's a silent laughing lady in the chick chair, shaking her head cause she really don't care about the old man with so little hair. When he says, Edith McManus, Edith McManus, Edith McManus, Edith.